USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new CBS News poll shows President Biden's approval rating has dropped 8 percentage points since taking office and now sits at 50%. Biden taking a big hit among independents with over half disapproving of his overall job performance. Regarding Biden's handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, 47% approve. Regarding Biden's actions as president, 49% now believe Biden is competent, that number down 7% from April. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says the science told health officials the coronavirus vaccine becomes less effective over time. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Murthy saying most people have full protection from the virus right now if they are vaccinated. Murthy adding that's why they aren't rolling out COVID boosters until September 20th to the entire population. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As evacuations continue in Kabul, Afghanistan, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham believes President Biden has failed in handling the Afghan crisis.
You want to help the military morale of this country? Tell them we're going to be all in when it comes to getting our people out. President Trump calls. And I can promise you, if he were President of the United States, he would give the Taliban an ultimatum to work with us to get our people out. He would have a situation set up where it'd be hard for ISIS to attack us. He had a conditions-based withdrawal plan. People respected him. They feared him. And the problem we have as a country is our commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, is the intelligence failure.
As Tropical Storm Henri continues to batter the East Coast, an AccuWeather estimate of total damage and economic loss from the storm could reach as high as $12 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Starting October 1st, America's National Flood Insurance Program is undergoing a complete overhaul. The overhaul will make sure insurance pricing is more accurately done to reflect each property's unique flood risk. Today, federal flood insurance is based on the property's elevation and whether it has a 1% annual chance of flooding. Under the new model, FEMA will also look at the home replacement's cost, whether the risk is of rainfall, river, or coastal flooding, and how close the property is to the source of the potential flooding. Matthew Ebby is the founder and executive director of the First Street Foundation, which calculates flood risk scores of every home in America. Those scores are currently posted on some of the nation's largest home listing sites.
Depending on how much that insurance goes up, it's going to correlate perfectly to the value of that home for any new home buyer who comes in and says, this home looks great, but now I have to pay $6,000, $10,000, whatever it might be a year in flood insurance, which is just going to take away from the value of the actual asset itself.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. At least 10 people are dead and about 40 are missing after extreme floods swept through Middle Tennessee. County Sheriff Chris Davis saying the flooding is the worst he's seen in 28 years. Crews continuing to go house to house in Humphreys County in search of missing people. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.